USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are in negotiations looking to bring back a slimmed-down version of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, with a focus on prescription drug pricing, tax hikes on the wealthy, and climate spending. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News Sunday he thinks President Biden is out of step with the needs of Americans.
You want enough money to be able to fill your tank with gas. You want enough money that you can buy a week's worth of groceries, and you want to have enough money to pay the bills at the end of the month. But Joe Biden's not going there. He's going to higher taxes, more government spending, and attacking American energy.
A wildfire in Yosemite National Park has burned nearly 1,600 acres and remains 0% contained as crews continue to battle the fire. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
President Biden is defending his upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia. In an op-ed published in the Washington Post, Biden saying the United States has to engage directly with Saudi Arabia to stay strong and secure. The president set to begin a Middle East trip Wednesday, which will include stops in Israel and the West Bank. A NHL team is being applauded for a recent hire.
The New Jersey Devils have named the first female assistant general manager, making Kate Madigan the sixth woman to hold the title in the NHL. Madigan has called the promotion an exciting opportunity.
It's special. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful for it to continue to grow. I think in the past we've seen one-offs here and there, the momentum's going to keep going. So I'm just very happy to be a part of this group and to continue to change the landscape of all sports.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is opening its 37th probe into a Tesla crash after a deadly car accident. A California couple died Wednesday when the Tesla they were driving on a Florida interstate exited for an unknown reason. The car then rear-ended an 18-wheeler in a Walmart parking lot, killing the 66-year-old female driver and 67-year-old male passenger. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is continuing to support police.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly record officers 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. David Lloyd is with the First Amendment Center. He spoke with News Nation.
That is a content-based restriction on speech. It specifically targets video recording of law enforcement activity. It does not say you may not approach within 8 feet for any purpose. It says you may not approach within 8 feet for the purpose of making a video record.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Marvel superhero is a new box office star in North America. Thor: Love and Thunder earned $143 million in its opening weekend at theaters in the United States and Canada. This is the third biggest opening of the year behind Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Jurassic World Domination. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.